This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In Yemen, it appears both the Saudi-backed government of President Abrabo Mansour Hadi and the Shia Houthi rebels are moving toward peace talks and a possible ceasefire. The foreign ministry said Monday the government informed UN envoy Martin Griffiths, who's expected in the region Wednesday, that it will send a delegation to peace talks. Mohammed Ali al-Houthi, head of the Rebel Higher Revolutionary Committee, tweeted that he wanted to announce his readiness to suspend and halt military operations, including missile launchers into Saudi Arabia. Abdel Wahab al-Mabishi, who heads the legal committee of Ansar Allah, the Houthi political wing, remains skeptical the Saudi-backed coalition will stop its aggression. But Saudi King Salman said Riyadh's support for UN peace efforts is strong. Ohio State University Mideast analyst Alam Payen believes international pressure to end the four-year conflict is coming to bear on both sides.
I think this is an international condemnation of the Saudi coalition on the one side and Iran's interference on the other side. Because Iran and the coalition of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and some other Gulf countries are attacking, and since probably about over 10,000 people have been killed, and the whole Houthis are facing some sort of starvation, mass starvation.
Payen said he believes war fatigue has set in. Both sides realize there's no military solution. A UN Security Council draft resolution is said to call for immediate truce in the fighting for the vital port city of Hodeidah. The World Health Organization said the fight against malaria has hit a plateau after reporting more cases in 2017 than the previous year. The WHO said the number of cases last year climbed to 219 million, 2 million more than 2016. Some 90% of all cases occur in Africa. The agency said malaria took the lives of 430,000 people last year, the majority being children under the age of five. This is VOA News. Saudi King Salman, in his first public remarks since the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, expressed support for Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is widely suspected of ordering the killing. The king made no mention of the incident or allegations against his son. He praised the Crown Prince, who is chairman of the Council of Economic Affairs and Development, has been focusing on preparing a new generation for employment. Meanwhile, the Saudi foreign minister called the assessment by the Central Intelligence Agency the Crown Prince gave the order for the killing false. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu avoided calling a snap election after coalition partner Jewish Home and its leader Naftali Bennett decided to back away from toppling the Likud coalition. Mr. Netanyahu said he told his coalition partners they must show responsibility. He said he was glad his efforts bore fruit. But his coalition still is one-seat majority in the Israeli Knesset after the defense minister and his party withdrew last week over an agreement to a ceasefire following violence with Hamas in Gaza. China's President Xi Jinping is in Philippines with offers of development aid from Beijing's so-called Belt and Road Initiative. It is the first state visit by a Chinese leader to the traditional U.S. ally in 13 years. Relations have been complicated over competing claims in the South China Sea. President Rodrigo Duterte has sought to improve ties with Beijing since taking office in 2016. Australian police arrested three men allegedly who were preparing to attack the public in Melbourne. Graham Ashton is Victoria Police Chief Commissioner.
Whilst a specific location was not finalised, there was a view towards a crowded place, a place where maximum people would be attending to be able to kill a maximum amount of people as possible.
The arrest made after the three allegedly sought to purchase a semi-automatic gun. Then the arrest come less than 2 weeks after another man stabbed three people, killing one in Melbourne before being shot by police. A gunman in Chicago at a hospital killed a policeman and two others. The gunman also died, but it's not clear how. Rahm Emanuel is the Chicago city mayor.
The city of Chicago lost a doctor, pharmaceutical assistant, and a police officer, all going about their day, all doing what they love. This tears at the soul of our city.
The attack occurred at the Mercy Hospital on the south side. A separate shooting in Denver, Colorado Monday left one dead, three wounded. On Wall Street, big technology and internet companies tumbled, leading to broad losses on the U.S. stock market, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling nearly 400 points to 25,017. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.